Hello, today is March 8th, 2024, and today we have the Lovers. Number 6 of the Major Arcana, the Lovers, is intense, very intense. Libra, the sign of the scales, is associated with this card according to some. Gemini, the sign of the twins, according to others. Venus, the goddess of love herself, brings the aura of romance. And the number 6, balance, equality, and karma. No matter how strong the attraction is between the two humans on this card, both nude, this card is about choice and free will. This card doesn't have to be romantic, but it is. The traditional Rider-Waite-Smith card shows the lovers as Adam and Eve, probably the most famous lovers in the Western world. Destiny is destiny, and these two coming together is destiny. The naked woman stands at the left of the card in front of an apple tree, of course. A green snake twined around the brown trunk of the tree and seems to be whispering, or hissing, I would imagine, in her ear. On the right side of the card is our nude male figure who stands in front of a tree of flames. He's definitely hot for this woman. They are about to extend their hands towards each other, about to touch. In the center of the card is a mountain peak that appears to be a volcano. The minute these two touch, that volcano is going to explode. A huge, glorious sun is at the top of the card. A giant angel, wings spread over the scene, holds his, her, its hands wide apart, as if divine intervention is bringing these two together. This is, without a doubt, a very romantic card, and we could always use some romance in our lives. This is the moment that could change everything, but it's up to us, the choice. These people are young and actually look alike, as if they've seen themselves in the other. This is the other half, the one who completes us. But intense physical attraction isn't necessarily what's going to keep these two together for the long haul, or when life becomes challenging and the road gets bumpy. Then again, it might. Love is risky business. This is major stuff, the lovers. Historically, much has been sacrificed for love. Social approval, status, money, careers. The pull, the attraction, is powerful and overwhelming. I know someone who is happily married but admitted to me one day that there is someone he thinks about every day of his life, a relationship he screwed up, to use his words, years ago. She was the one, he realized, much too late. Career and a rather superficial set of values took precedent over the relationship at the time. Free will. He made his choice and lives with it. Bittersweet.